This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The hush money trial of former President Donald Trump began Monday, and this is the first time a former president will stand trial over criminal charges. Doesn't that sound like a bad precedent? Sounds like one bad one to me. Jury selection started Monday morning and ended without a single juror selected. The president is accused of using hush money to pay off women he allegedly had affairs with and fraudulently logging the payments as legal expenses. Trump has denied those allegations and called the trial a quote-unquote witch hunt, and plans to testify in his defense. The trial, which could last as long as 8 weeks, requires that the presidential candidate has to be in the courtroom throughout the entire proceedings. Joining us now to discuss this trial is Michael Letts, a local law enforcement veteran with over 30 years experience under his belt. Letts is the president, founder, and CEO of Invest USA, an organization that provides bulletproof vests to police officers through various charitable groups and sponsorships. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. Let me thank you for the opportunity.
Not a problem at all. So, Michael, let's just get the obvious out here. Is this case legitimate, or is this just another attack on a Republican president?
It is a totally illegitimate case. It's nothing but a political vendetta. I think what is ironic is, you know, just yesterday, Abernathy, the attorney for Stormy Daniels in the past, who is serving time for fraud, not just for the issue with Stormy Daniels, but for millions of dollars taken from clients during his legal practice. But interestingly, from jail, he said he will be happy to testify on behalf of President Trump. He feels like he has pertinent information that perhaps the person testifying against the president, Michael Cohen, perhaps had more involvement with Ms. Stormy than we care to discuss. It was actually utilizing money from President Trump, unbeknownst to him, to cover his own indiscretions. So it will be interesting to see how that comes out.
Oh, my. So then tell me more. Who's behind this trial? Tell me the people who are behind this trial. If this is just another, one more attack on the Republican president, one bad president, who is pushing this through? Who has the marionette strings, so to speak?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Democratic Party has been searching for every way possible to make sure that Donald Trump never gets on the ballot. They're scared to death of the possibility of him being reelected as president. And, of course, every poll indicates that that's the case. But what they're doing is anything they can do to make sure that doesn't happen, from charging him to using the President Biden is using his Department of Justice, weaponize it to go after anything they can find, whether it was classified information that the president has the right to take under the Presidential Records Act, whether it's accusing him of committing an insurrection, which we all know is a hilarious
yes.
situation from the standpoint. I mean, if you're going to get an insurrection, that's the worst one I've ever seen. You don't do an insurrection. You don't overthrow a government by running in there and just watching, observing what Congress is supposed to be doing.
And take pictures, yes. And take pictures, but go ahead.
So that, or, you know, by saying, hey, you've got fraud in your election process in Georgia, and of course being declared, oh, no, it's the most election with the greatest integrity we've ever had, and then now it's coming out. Literally hundreds of thousands of votes were illegal votes in Georgia. So they kind of shot themselves in the foot on that one. So then they got this particular case where they have, of course, the DA, Mr. Bragg, who can't stand President Trump, to take a look at a case. What is the whole crux of this situation? They're saying that the president used campaign funds to silence Stormy Daniels. Well, if that were legitimate, then there would be a problem there because you cannot use campaign contributions for those kind of endeavors. The problem is that it was first complained to the Federal Election Commission, who would have jurisdiction over that. They reviewed it. It could find no probable cause to open up an investigation. However, wanting to cover themselves, they sent it over to the U.S. Attorney's Office for that jurisdiction. Check behind this, make sure. The U.S. Attorney's Office, again, could find no justification and decline the case. So it sat for years, nothing being done because there was no case to be involved. Then the local district attorney decides to take that and make it a state matter, which he has no jurisdiction over. The state has no jurisdiction over federal elections, but tried to stretch it into making it seem like it was campaign contributions, and he failed to disclose that to the state on the state level. They're trying to criminalize that behavior, which everybody who looks at it scratches their head as to how they could even try to reach that far, much less actually present a case.
Yes.
But that doesn't matter to them, because when you look at New York, the area they're trying it at, 90% of those people voted for Joe Biden. So they're hoping they will have a tainted jury that will get a conviction, and then they can have a heyday saying, well, you shouldn't be voting to elect a convicted president.
So then, Michael, let me ask you this. So you spent decades in law enforcement. And by the way, folks, we're talking to Michael Letts from Invest USA. Michael, you spent decades in law enforcement. Is it possible Trump can go to prison?
Technically, yes. Practically, no. Because, first of all, the conviction would have to be appealed. It would be appealed. Obviously, that would have to go to the Supreme Court. This is the first time you've ever had a former president try for such a ridiculous situation. And by the time that got to the appeals process, I'm sure that common sense would prevail and it would be overturned. But they would certainly want to use that the threat that he's going to, during his term, somehow be forced to go into prison during his term. If it's upheld, there's absolutely no possibility that it would be upheld. But it's their scare tactics.
Yeah.
They are trying to get the public to be scared of trying to support President Trump. And you remember, it's not just President Trump. It's anybody who has conservative values. And that's what's so discouraging in this whole particular situation.
That's right. Once they do this to President Trump, they basically made themselves a little rule book to going after anybody else whose opinions they don't like. So I guess what you're basically telling me, the possibility of Trump getting a fair trial or even a fair jury in New York is pretty slim.
It is pretty slim, but it's important. There are some other cases that the president has that are pending before the Supreme Court. Now, one of them is presidential immunity. And he is not arguing for himself. He is arguing for every president. If it gets to the point in this country to where you can go after the president for any decision he makes while president, you're going to have a very lame duck constitutional officer. What you'll have is basically what England has with the king, all show and no go. And that is not what this Constitution is about. That's why presidential immunity is so important. The Supreme Court recognizes that. You know, they typically don't take cases away from the lower courts and immediately want to hear them unless they think there's an urgency. They're doing that on this particular case. Of course, what happens if the Supreme Court leans the way it appears to be now, all these cases will go away. There won't be any basis for any of them. There was no basis for them to begin with, but it'll just expedite the matter so that justice prevails immediately instead of down the road.
Michael, you are a wealth of knowledge. If folks want to connect with you, where can they find you? Online at investusa.org?
Please, you know, that would be the place, investusa.org. It's a charity.org. All this information is there, and I ask your audience to make sure they do us all a big favor. Tell your first responders wherever you see them tonight, tomorrow, the next day, thank you for your service. Mm. We have a great crisis in this country, national security. Morale is lower than it's ever been. They need your support. They deserve your support. God bless you for what you're doing. God bless America. Y'all have a great evening.
God bless you too, Michael. Thank you again for taking the time to join us this evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.